Good evening. We are continuing with the halachas regarding shvisas behemtoi. We learned Simon Shin Hei all the way till Siv Zayin, which discussed that actually animals can also have the that there's an issa shvisas behemo. In fact, the mitzvah shvisas behemo, we have to ensure that animals rest on Shabbos too. And we said, in particular with regards to Melechis Hoitzah, which again I feel is a very big chiddush, we have to ensure that animals also do not carry out in Rishus HaRabim. And we learned what is defined as a masui and what is defined as a permitted item to be carried out by an animal. Tonight we're going to continue to learn more examples of permitted and non-permitted items which an animal is allowed to carry or not allowed to carry. I believe there's some very interesting chidushim in this as well. Those of us who don't have that many cows and a cattle in the back garden, there's some of them which I think is very applicable for domestic animals. We'll see more as we go along. Siv Zayin, Rabbi Zayin, page study hey, toward the bottom of Simon Shin, towards the bottom of page study hey, talks about a chamoyer. Hey, donkey, it says b'mardas. A chamoyer is allowed to go out with a mardas. What is a mardas? Perish kmin ukof, cotton, it's like a small saddle. Shemenichin al chamoyer, which is placed on top of the donkey. Kala yom v'yantaydei, kuloy. The entire day, Kedesh is Ham, in order to warm him up. It appears that donkeys are cold-blooded animals to some extent, and they need to be warmed up a little bit. And there's some madas which is placed on top of them, just to simply to keep them warm. I can picture it a little bit. I've never actually seen it, but I think it's probably sometimes dog owners, they put like a kind of, or horses as well. It's like a warming, what is it? He keeps so donkeys also, they have this mardas, and a donkey is allowed to go out with that mardas. This is if it is tied. It is tied already on Friday, and he keeps it on there. The shakal abahemo is asur, so all the other animals are not allowed to go with a mardas. A donkey is allowed to have a mardas on. Any other animals are not allowed to have a mardas. And actually, any animal is also not allowed to go out with a saddle, which is even if it's tied before Shabbos. We're learning about the mardas. Mardas is mutter for donkey, also for all the animals, and a saddle is also for all the animals. Let us try to understand why is it that the mardas is mutter on a donkey? Why?
Is mardas a saddle or not a saddle?
No, it's the warming. Yeah, a blanket, which is tied in the bottom.
What's the difference?
Between the saddle and the
donkey and other animals.
What's the difference between the donkey and the other animals? Question number one. Question number two, what's the difference between this blanket and the saddle? Different? Yeah.
A blanket is for the donkeys.
Oh. Very good. That's mamish the point. That the answer is in Sefkot and Chofed Mishnebu explains Chamayot says Madas the Mitztayer Betzinem. Donkeys are animals which they suffer from the cold. They don't move a lot. They have the reputation of being lazy, and therefore they get cold. And they are cold in the cold weather. The Chamra Afilu Betkufas Tamus Kirir Leid is a. I don't know what the Makor is, I don't know if it's a Gemara or a saying, that Chamra, a donkey, afilu betkufas tamuz, even in the womb, some months, Kriole is called. V'nechshav kel malbush, and this is considered a malbush, a clothing for this donkey. V'davka kshishur merev Shabbos, this is only if it's tied. On Friday, toz gali died to mes moshe tzrichalokah, because then it's evident that it is required. Havarim kosher b'Shabbos, but if it is tied on Shabbos itself, also lots of this boy would be also to go out with this madas, kim dolo gali died to merev Shabbos, since it didn't show. On Friday, shielom la malbush, that it's a malbush. Sivkot nchov zayin in Mishtabur says, what's the difference between the donkey and the other animals? Mishtabur says, v'shalefi she'en atzino kosher lehen, v'ava madas masu. For all the animals, they don't need this madas. They are not cold. If you put it on a horse, it doesn't need it. It's a donkey. There is an animal that tends to get cold. He is allowed to go out with a madas, but in the other animals, is not. So other animals, it's a masu, and it's also madas for donkey's mutter. What about the saddle? Why is the saddle? So he explained that the saddle is it's not for the animal's sake, it's for the master's sake. Mishtabusif kotten chof. Ches, bottom line, not allowed to go out with the saddle. The ena ukov mo'il loy. The ukov does not help the animal. The masu, it's a masu. The dafka ma'adas mo'il, only the ma'adas. Only the ma'adas helps. Shumunach al kol aguf. The ma'adas is something which is over the entire body of the animal. Ma'ashen ken ukov, as opposed to the saddle, she'emat mechamer b'mokim shumunach, is only in one very specific place on the body of the animal. So that's the difference in the saddle. Saddle is only for ours, for the master's sake. That's going to be awesome. The ma'adas is mutter for a donkey, because he gets cold. That's the difference between donkeys and that's why it's mutter for donkey and also for the other animals. Siv ches. Motaliten, top of page 190. Motaliten, madas, ala chamoy, mipne atzino. You are not allowed to put a madas on a donkey, mipne atzino, because of the cold, as we just discussed now. A donkey is allowed to have a madas, ubulvat, however, shloik shirenu boy, he's not allowed to be tied on. You're not allowed to tie it on the donkey. Because when you actually tie it on the donkey, you need to pull it along towards you. And you're using the animal. So now we're learning that yes, the madas is allowed to go out. A donkey is allowed to go out with the madas. But you've got another problem over here. That besides the madas is allowed to be on the donkey, but to put the madas on the donkey is a problem on Shabbos. Because inevitably, when you're tying it, you're pulling the animal along towards you, and you've got a problem. There's an issa of mishtamash bebalechan. We're not allowed to use animals on Shabbos. You're using an animal. They're pulling it along towards you, using the animal. Admittedly, you're doing it for the donkey, but you're still pulling the animal towards you when you're tying the madas. It's also on Shabbos. Right. So if you're putting it before Shabbos, then it's fine. Yeah. But what if a person wants to put it on Shabbos, let's say, and he doesn't want to go out with it, for argument's sake? He just literally stays in the back garden, in the bedroom. He keeps his donkey in the bedroom for Shabbos. He's really attached to it, and he wants to. So then the halacha is, you're not allowed to put the madas, you know, on the donkey, because you're not allowed to put the madas on the donkey because you have mishtamash b'alechaim. Avol al asus, but if you are putting the, you want to ask something? It's okay. Avol al asus, but if it's on the horse, given the less litzatz, you know, on a horse which doesn't suffer from cold, also litin not have madas kal, you wouldn't be allowed to put the madas at all on a horse because he is not suffering from cold. Here again, the difference between a donkey and a horse. Donkey is cold, a horse is not cold. We'll speak about leads still. Yeah, what, based on what we learned now, what do you think? Mishtamash b'im, if you're pulling along the dog, if it's not a civilized dog, not a domestic, yeah, you're pulling it along. Yeah, here it's a bit. No, I'm saying according to what you are saying, it would be, you're not pulling it towards you. Depends on if you're pulling the animal or not. Here, the problem is, mishtamash b'alechaim is actually pulling it when you're tying it. Are you doing the same thing with the lead? Yeah. You're doing the same thing with the lead. I've never done it. Yeah, you schlep it back. Okay, so that would be problem mishtamash b'alechaim if that's the case, yeah. 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 Yeah.
How do you measure which animals need which don't suffer from cold?
Good question. Yeah, it's hard to get a response. Good question. How do we know that donkeys are more cold than other animals? I don't know the answer. Have I said it's a good question? How do we know that donkeys are? How does Chazal know that donkeys are more cold than other animals? That maybe you can maybe. What's that?
The farmer will know, or whatever, will know his animals.
He knows. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good hour. I'm not sure. It's a good question. To remove the madas on Shabbos. If the madas is on before Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it off, whether it's from the donkey or whether it's from the horse. To pull the madas off is to tie it, to loosen it. That's also on for any animals. Given the less letzah im lo yasir, and it certainly doesn't suffer by taking it off. And therefore, by taking it off, you're actually doing a tircha yaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkot Lamed Gimel. It's a tircha shlo letzoich. You're allowed to look after your animals on Shabbos, but if you're doing something which there's no need at all, the animal doesn't care if there's madas on it, whether it's a donkey or a horse. It doesn't matter. He doesn't care if there's a madas on the animal. The animal doesn't care. So why putting it off? There's no need for it to do it. The animal doesn't need it. And you're doing a tircha yisera, excessive work on Shabbos for no purpose, which is also. Also a saddle is also to take off. Whether it is to put the saddle on Shabbos, and whether to take the saddle off on Shabbos is also pelach hamoy ben asus, whether it's for the donkey, whether it's for the horse, to take saddles off, to put saddles on is also. Safe test. What happens if you've got a saddle on a donkey? The donkey was traveling a long time, and now it's vinyas yagea, the donkey is finished, the exhaust, and is really tired. Now the donkey needs to cool off a little bit. He's slept along, and he worked hard, and he came from a long journey. Saddle is overheated. The donkey is overheated. You need to take the saddle off now. Are you allowed to take the saddle off the donkey on Shabbos? Yes or no? It's good for him to take it off. It's a bit like the car that is overheating. So the donkey is also overheating. You need to take the saddle off now. So you are allowed to take it off, but loit lenu biyadu. Don't take it off with your hand directly. Hello, matia chevel. Loosen the rope metachtov underneath it. Mumelichoy and lead it. Humeviya bechotza and bring it to your guard, into the chotza, into the courtyard. Vunoif meilov and it falls off naturally. So do not take it off by hand, but loosen it. It's going to fall off. That's okay. Safe yud. And toin lachamu traskel. Traskel is a basket. What about, have you seen the donkeys that have got this basket with hay inside it? That's the really posh ones. They don't have to bend down and eat all the way to the floor. They have this basket. Yeah, so that's a traskel. The luxury, they looked after the elegant ones. So that's safe yud. Ain't toin lachamu traskel. You're not allowed to hang on a donkey a traskel. Perish. Kli shalarova, it's a basket. Klufa, which is woven on mechusa boyer, and it's very fancy schmancy. It's got elegant leather cover around this basket. Petzavore on its neck. You don't have to put this traskel hang down the neck of this donkey. It's also little ma'acholoi to give its feet and its fodder. Besoicha inside it. Shoyech on to eat from there. You're not allowed to. What's the issa? Why is it also to have a basket of hay on a donkey? Why is it also? Because it's not? He's eating from it. It's pardon?
It's not for its health.
It's not for its health. Yeah, would you tell me? Tich, very good. This is a luxury. This is the pleasure for the animal. It doesn't have to slap all the way its neck down to the floor. Have a tircha. It's a tircha. As Gabi says, it's a tircha. It's a tircha shloi litzoich v'osu, and there's no need for it. There's a tircha element to it, and you're allowed to hang this traskel on the animal. It's a tircha shloi litzoich, which is also on Shabbos. So we're seeing, boys, it's very interesting. If ever anybody claimed that Yidden or the Torah is not animal friendly, have you heard this? Yeah, the Torah not being animal friendly? Shechita, okay. So if you ever heard this, I think this Shulchan Aruch is an eye-opener. Because, yes, it is true, anything which is not needed for the animal, is taka also, it's considered techi asera. But we are seeing that something which is for the tzorich of the animal, we're seeing where Matya, a person is allowed to loosen the saddle of the donkey, which is overheated. Is allowed to do that for the benefit of the well-being of the animal. So, in other words, we're matir the rabbanon for the well-being, for the physical well-being of the animal, which is if it doesn't need it, right? The luxury, we're not looking after this, they're not like, but the tichy say would still be also. But certain things we're looking after the well-being of the animal. The madas, which keeps the donkey warm, is allowed to be kept on the animal on Shabbos. It's not considered hoitzah. We're looking after it. Well, looked after its well-being. It's true. A sus, a horse, he's not allowed to have a madas. But a donkey who is cold and he needs that madas, he's allowed to go out with it. So we are looking after the animals.
Even like in the Torah that we work with, the camels, you give your animals a commissary where it goes to. eats first before you give a human.
Yes, you have to give. You have to feed animals first.
Drink you give to human first before the animal.
Yeah, correct. This is correct. Yeah. Yeah. Indeed, yeah, well, look, it's true, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shechita has to be understood, it's a topic on its own, but on the whole, I feel the Shulchan Aruch very much, we do see the rationale of the Shulchan Aruch is clearly to look after the physical well-being of the animals. Now, Seif Yud Aleph is... If you've got very short animals, small animals, should savor and cotton that the necks are short, whom it's tarin lechon minakak, and they're not allowed to eat from the, they're unable, it's difficult for them to eat from the floor. Shori bechotzer, they're allowed to have this hanging down traskel, havel in yoitzibu, but they wouldn't be allowed to go out with it. Here again, we're seeing again, this is small animals, small young baby calves or something. It's hard for them to bend down to eat. So they're allowed to have this traskel, which I find very interesting, because naturally, without human intervention, they would eat from the floor. But he always said, you know, it's actually quite difficult for them to eat from the floor. It's quite difficult that they've got short necks. It's hard for them to bend down and eat. So they're allowed to have a traskel. They can't go out with it, but they're allowed to have, in a chotz, in a kut, they're allowed to have this traskel, and that's mutter for them to eat from that. As big animals, it's just a luxury item. It's also, but for short-necked animal, he's allowed to have a traskel. Now, Seif Yud Aleph is very interesting, because Seif Yud Aleph is going to discuss the decorative, if the beauty of animals, if you want to hang something on the animal make it look very nice. You want to have an animal, you have a cow, and in the cow, sometimes you see, they have these shows, these exhibitions of the most beautiful cows. I never exactly understood how they judge. They get the most beautiful cow, the most beautiful sheep, they get like, yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm referring to. I don't actually know how to judge it, but they have these, they put in these, is it flowers or something, or?
No, you're talking about the dog show, Crafts dog show.
Yeah, okay, whatever. They make a certain sign. On. So are you, so it's like, so would you be allowed to go out with it on Shabbos or not? If you're a very proud farmer, you're an owner of one another, you're allowed to keep the animal, hang this thing on Shabbos. No. Shulchan Aruch says as follows, and that may be relevant also for pet. Lo yetzer sus biznav shul shtoyni b'neinov. A horse not allowed to go out biznav shul with a fox's tail shtoyni b'neinov, which is hanging between the eyes. Shlo yitish lo b'ayinu ra. They used to put a fox's tail between the eyes of a horse. Have you heard of such a thing? Yeah. They put, if you've got a really, really beautiful horse, a very strong horse, and you don't want anybody to have ein hara on the animal. So what you're doing is you're putting a fox's tail, and you hang it, it's dangling down between the eyes, you tie it somehow, and it's hanging down between the eyes of the horse. Yeah, next time you have a horse, you probably don't want it to, I know it. So now you know what to do. So that, lo yetze asus, you have to take it off before Shabbos. Lo yetze asus, piznav shul shtoim b'enem shul yetish lo b'enora. V'loi b'zohiri shoysim b'enoi. And that's also a kind of decorative item which is hanging down on the animal. V'loi, you wouldn't be allowed to put that. Any decorative kind of item which enhances the beauty of the animal, that would be also. Mishlebuin Sivkot Lametes explains the reason behind it. First white line, Biznav Shul, Pechol Eilu Atam, the reason is the fish, Enboim Tzoich L'Shmiras Gufon, it's not necessary, not required for the animal, V'av Masu, and therefore it's a Masu. So whilst we know that for jewelry by a human, it's very different. By a Malbush or by a Tachshe, by a person, we're saying, Tachshe is Mutter by Adam. It makes the person, it enhances the appearance of a person's mutter. Here we are saying, lehavdil, by an animal, it enhances the beauty of the animal, and that's still also. Because anything which is not for shmira, if it was something that's guarding the animal, that's mutter. But the beauty of the, or something which enhances the beauty of the animal, that is also. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'loy izim begishim v'dadem shekosim noisam. This is a kiss, a protection on the chest of the animal. They're putting some sort of, it's a cover really, which is put on the chest of the animals. You know that it shouldn't be scratching. As they walk through the fields, it shouldn't be scratched with the thorns of the floor. So that also, it's not really, it's also for the pop, and also the cow is not allowed to go out with a protection on its mouth, to shut its mouth, just in order that it shouldn't be eating in other people's fields. Why is that also? It's like it ties the mouth closed. Why is that also? We don't want it to eat from other people's fields. Pardon? Yeah, but it's also. So the reason, why is it also? Why I'm not allowed to go out? Why is it not, I'm not allowed to go out with it? Because whose benefit is it? Yeah, exactly. It's the master's benefit. It's not the protection of the animal. And that's why it's also. Shoes, protection of animal shoes. That is a protection. Here, I'm not clear why it's also. I'm not sure. I would have thought this is a shmira, but here this is considered something which is also the shoes around the animals is considered something which is also. They're not allowed to have that shoe around its feet. I'm not sure why it's. Can anybody help? I would have thought this is protection. Shloti nogev that it shouldn't. Pardon. The horseshoes. So that Mishnah Berurah asks you a question. Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Memalev says, "Menira she'ein bichlal ze habazel." This is not including the metal piece shekoyv b'raglasusim, which is tied to the horses lemelamalta underneath it. Kivin shekavua b'mismarim, since it is tied, nailed in, lochashen al dimanof, we're not concerned that it's going to fall off, and that's okay. But I don't know if you've got any other animals. Surely the shoe, it's a protection, and I don't know why it's. I don't know why it's why is it not mutter? I'm not sure, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's not considered a protection to be mutter to go out with it. Aval yotze be'eged shal gabe makor, but if it's something protecting from a wound, is mutter. Huve kashkashim shal gabe asheva. Something is a broken leg, and there's a medical veterinary support. That's fine as well. Vemluchos, these are boards, shekoshim lem soviva etzem, hanishbabem, which is placed and tied around the broken bone of the animal, that is muta, with a shilish yotzem, iktosavitliyobo, and it is also a similar kind of protection. If it's a proper, genuine protection of the animal, that's muta. If there's a bell, you can close off the bell, and then she's allowed to go out with it in the courtyard. Havoloi says to the Rishus Rabbim, but you're not allowed to go out in the Rishus Rabbim, the public domain would be also to go out, Alfred Bishop Pokuk, although there is no sound coming out. Beni B'tzavor, Beni B'ksusa, whoever this bell may be, is going to be also to go out with. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, there's actually a little bit of machlokes about it, but the main reason why it is also to go with a bell, why is a bell also? Do you know in Switzerland, the cows have got those big bells? Yeah, so the why is it also to go out with the bells, although it doesn't make a noise? The appearance of the bell. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the bell is also Mishum the Mechsa Kemulicha Bashuk Limkoi. Normally people go out with a bell when they want to show off the animals when they go to the market. Look, I'm selling this animal, this is the cow that I'm selling, this is the ox that I'm selling, and this is the actual bell would show that I'm selling the animal in the market, and therefore the bell itself appears that you're going to the market, and therefore there's a Maris Ein style Issa, which prohibits from going out with a bell on the animal, even if the bell is not making a sound, but the bell itself would appear that you're selling the animal on Shabbos, which is also because it would appear that you're going to the market. Right, this is what we learned this evening. Just to summarize, we spoke about the mardas, which is the coat on the donkey, which is mutter. On any other animals, it is also. Saddle is also on any animals. Even if it is put there before Shabbos. We spoke about the mardas, it's not allowed to be taken off on Shabbos, not allowed to be tied on Shabbos either. Mishtamash Balechai, we spoke about a saddle of an animal which is overheated, just came from come from a far distant journey, if you want to take off the saddle for the animal's benefit, you're allowed to do that as long as you're doing it just by tying, loosening, and it's full of automatically. A traskel is also, unless it's a very short-necked animal, and we spoke about the beautiful fox's tail, which is also, and any other things which just makes and enhance the beauty of the animal is also. But anything which is a genuine protection we spoke about is mutter, and again the bell that we spoke about is also as well because of a gzeira of Maris Ha'ayin. Good evening and good Shabbos, Aboisa.